is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and Guardian Radio.
Starting off funky this evening. Good evening to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and to my international listeners. This is Kendanik Delavoa, and you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk All Day. We're in the height of the political season, ladies and gents. In a few short weeks, we will go to the polls and what we want in that seat. But a part of life that we cannot alter from is something that's going to be with us whether we live or whether we die. Something that we need, whether we realize it or not, something that is an ever-present commodity. It's like the air that we breathe, and that is insurance. Good evening, and welcome to Kenny's Corner right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your space for real conversations, real connections, and real growth. I am your host, Kendanik Delavoe. At 6:30 p.m., we meet right here to talk about things that matter, the things that shape our lives, our choices, and our future, and the future of our family, for our children, the ones that we love most. Now, tonight, we're diving into a topic that touches every single one of us. Whether we like it or not, we're talking about insurance. Yes, I said it. It's insurance. And sometimes we have to change the way that we think about insurance, because insurance is not a dirty word. It's a safe haven. But it's not boring. It's not going to be confusing. We're going to speak in words that we understand so that it's not confusing. We're going to have a real conversation. We're talking about understanding protection, legacy, and making smart decisions for ourselves and for our families. Because let's be honest, too many of us wait until it's too late to have these conversations. And here at Kenny's Corner, we don't avoid hard conversations. My mother built me Ford Tough, a little bit tougher than that. So we are going to lean in tonight. So joining me is a phenomenal woman tonight who is knowledgeable, who is passionate, and ready to break away from the norm. We welcome Christina Rocks, insurance salesperson. Good evening, Christina.
Good evening, Kenny.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Fantastic. So, ladies and gents, within the sound of my voice, stay right where you are. Do not touch the dial. And if you're listening, share it with somebody else so that they can listen as well. Go ahead, share with someone who needs this information. This is Kenny's Corner, and we're just getting started. Christina, yes. How are you?
I'm lovely.
It's another balmy, sexy Tuesday. I know that you could have been in your bed, but you came out to talk insurance with me. Thank you so, so very much. Now, when you talk about insurance, first of all, tell me how you got into insurance.
Well, I was Well, first of all, I was in sales. Insurance got into me. I didn't get into insurance. I was in the mall minding my business, home, going on the job fair line. And then this lovely lady by the name of Miss Clark, she pulled me to the side and she was like, "You look like someone who could sell insurance." Now, I know I was a big talker until she pulled up on me. And from then to now, it's been insurance, baby.
So, Christina, I thought I would be able to sell insurance too, right? And somebody asked me, "Oh, Kenny, why don't you sell insurance? You know everybody." But I feel like I don't know. I don't think I know what to do. I don't think I would know how to explain to them this is something that you need. I know that I need it, and so I have individual insurance because I need it. I don't want to be without it. I don't want my daughter to not be covered in terms of medical, even in terms of my home or in terms of every day. One day, all of us have to close our eyes. I want an eye to cry a little softer. Right? I don't want to have that big snotty cry.
I
want to cry a little soft because, you know, she can be okay.
Yeah. She
mommy
will.
Gone,
mommy
but.
Mommy gone, but mommy got her.
Mommy leave you some tanks,
yeah.
Okay?
Thanks.
Yeah. So, Christina, talk to me about how soon should somebody get insurance?
Okay. So, someone should get it. Me personally, I feel like you should get insurance as young. While you're young and while you're healthy.
Okay, okay.
Because insurance basically goes by age.
All right.
So the younger you are and the healthier you are, the lower your premiums are. So it's good to lock in low premium rates.
Okay, so the younger you are, the better your rates will be.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you're listening now, right, and you are a young woman, you're a couple that has just had a child, and you want to insure your baby, it's best to start from the baby reach from you in the hospital. Get the baby insured.
Yeah, it's best to start at 2 years old because we have plans for babies as well. We have endowments, you know, a little savings attached for the baby. So when the baby gets cash in hand, and then it also has a little bit of life coverage attached to the endowment policies.
We the phones have already lit up. Chris, can we take this call? Good evening, caller. You're on.
Good afternoon, Miss Campbell. I'm them pretty name. I forget the name.
Delavaux, baby.
Delavaux.
Hi.
Auckland's Delavaux. And to your guest, I have to call early because my ride soon come.
I appreciate
but
that.
I don't want to be a bad first bad caller.
But go ahead,
but madam,
though. I don't mind.
I have been tricked. The two different insurance.
What?
The first one was Star Insurance.
Oh, boy.
From I had sense going to Columbus Primary School, maybe in grade 1 or grade 2, I remember the insurance people coming around with the little book.
Right.
Then I became 18. My mommy gave me my voter's card and gave me my insurance.
Okay.
Tell me you now got to finish paying your insurance.
Okay.
I went listening to my sister. She's now deceased. Say, "Man, Stein," and they talked me about next insurance. So I said, "Let me cash in." Now, remember, I was in this insurance. I had to be in grade 1 or grade 2.
Okay.
To 18.
Okay.
You know how much money the people give me and I cash it in?
How much?
$338.
Oh, wow.
I said, "My mother's paying 25 cents a week. I supposed to get more than that." Then Clico came along. Knocked me and my wife out.
Okay, okay. But you know now, right, that due to CLECO, we have the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and they are the regulators, and they make sure that things like that do not happen. Yes,
but it's already happened to me.
Yes.
When I found out, when I did the research on CLECO, all of the members of parliament, all of the big pastors, all of them got their money.
Oh.
All of them, I can name names of them who I know got their money because somebody was checking on it on me.
Right.
What I'm saying, but now I don't drive no longer.
Okay.
But I only buy insurance for my car because that's the only way I could get a license. Because if I could get that license without insurance, I've been buying no insurance for my car.
I understand.
Because insurance hurt me, man.
I understand. But guess what?
And insurance don't lose.
Well, the insurance will not lose, and you will not lose. This is a new day. This is a new age. So, again, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas is there as the regulator to make sure that these things are mitigated. And so we have to be cognizant of the fact that what has happened back then, and we know that there's a stigma attached to insurance, right? But we are trying to create a type of narrative. And so we have to be mindful of what has happened in the past.
You know, madam, in closing, I gotta close on a good note.
Go ahead.
With the insurance company.
Go ahead.
There is an insurance company in Palmdale. I won't call the name.
Okay.
I had a four-door Dooney truck.
What is a Dooney truck?
The four-door big truck with the two wheels on the each side in the back.
Okay,
and
okay.
I mash up my truck.
Right.
And that insurance company called me for my money. First time in the history of my life that ever happened to me.
Now, that is honorable, isn't it?
And I had buses on the road. I had to run people down for my insurance, down for my money. And that then they called me. I said, wow. And the hurtful part about it, madam, when they called me, I'd already sell the truck.
Wow. Wow.
I said, but it was very, I had to write a letter to them because they...
That doesn't happen very often, right?
Because I was a diabetic, and anything I could go in there is Rhoda. I need get insurance just to say I insure. Just to show up to tell him I insure.
That's third party
aid. But God bless. I'll continue listening until my ride reach.
All right. Thank you so much. Don't forget to pray for us now. All right. So that is my caller. He makes sure he calls every week. And he adds value to my show. I appreciate you so much. Thank you very much. Now, let us talk again about some more of the information here. We have a few messages that have already come through in regards to insurance. Is there an ideal age to start, or is earlier always better? You explained that you should start from the age of two, correct?
Yes, I explained from the age of two. But starting in your 20s also allows you to lock in a lower rate for the long term.
So now that's medical insurance. If you were listening and you are in the orange or the green economy, right, and you are a beautician or you are a nail technician, do you think those types of people should insure their hands? Can you insure your hands? Can you insure things like that?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't heard anyone come to me as yet with that question to say insure your hands. But once you insure yourself, we have an accidental coverage that covers your limbs and parts if you were to lose them accidentally.
Really?
You get partial payment or you get full payment depending on if you lose one or both limbs of the body.
Okay.
So you could insure yourself, your arms and your limbs accidentally.
Okay. Now this is a question that has just come in from our text line. I've seen a lot of insurance companies extremely dependent on... I've seen some other insurance companies, and they have insurance policies for persons that are 70 and over in case of their death. Do you think that that's a good policy?
With the way how expensive funerals are nowadays, little coverage is better than no coverage.
So that is the thing. When people insure their older parents or their older loved ones, just to make sure you have something in the bank if something should happen to them.
Yes, ma'am. Because to be honest, a cremation...
Cremation?
That's cremation alone. So cremation is at $5,000 and just a simple burial starts at $10,000. So it's just basically about the type of burial you want to leave your loved ones at. Do you want them to have some kind of coverage or do you want them GoFundMe?
But listen, the thing about it is, right, is funerals have become a big thing now. Everybody dressed in the specific color and the big hat, and everybody have the same fascinator, and you walk in church slow, and it's like a big drama. I didn't realize that funerals had become such a thing.
Yes, they have. And if you want a nice thing, some insurance coverage could help you with your nice things.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this this question. Can you have multiple insurance policies at once?
Yes, you can.
What type of coverage does that give you? Because can you have more than one life insurance?
Well, you can have more than one life insurance, but it all depends on the type of life insurance, because you can have life insurance with savings.
Oh, so if I put in like $74 in a month, how would I?
Well, that right there will be you'll have a life insurance and you'll have an annuity. So if you put in $74 in with your annuity, it all depends on the interest rate attached to it. That'll help you garnish the savings.
Y'all fancy in this insurance industry. All right, now let me ask you this question. How much coverage does the average person actually need?
Well, I would say when you talk in insurance, look at your pay ratio, especially if you are the breadwinner of the family.
Right.
Don't get insurance just to get insurance. Get insurance because you're leaving a legacy behind. So that when if something were to happen to you, especially if you're the breadwinner, your family won't hit a poverty. They'll either bounce back to where you were or go higher.
Okay.
So when you take out insurance, think of what you basically put in, what you spend it out, and how much you could afford monthly. Because insurance isn't just a one-time payment. It's a monthly occurrence.
Monthly.
Yes, ma'am. So it's just like rent. You pay and you live.
You don't pay.
You ain't covered. So when you have insurance, you have to think of a monthly rate. So start off small, and in time you could increase, because you could increase insurance.
And don't wait until the very last minute to say, oh, wow, I think I need insurance.
Yeah, because by that time, insurance will either be too high or you may not be able to even get insurance depending on the health.
Wow, they mean the health of you as an individual.
As an individual.
Because blood pressure and diabetes and all these things add in.
Mind you, we do have insurance for persons who have diabetes and blood pressure and stuff
right.
like that. We have those life insurance with certain health packages. You have to be of a certain health. And those with the diabetes, those plans are a little costlier.
I would assume so.
Yes, ma'am.
I would assume, because y'all taking a huge risk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have some more text messages coming in. We are going to be back. We're going to take a very quick commercial break. Thank you to our sponsors here at Kenny's Corner. This is the telephone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316. Our text line is 422-4796. Guardian Radio 96.9. Kennedy Delavoe on your radio.
Get all the love we girls leave behind. The reason I know so much about her is because she picked up a man of mine. Jumping slick was my ruin, 'cause I found out all I was doing was making it easy for the cleanup.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
Aye, Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you saying.
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Today, call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Chris, that's the music. That's the music. I mean, let's take me back to the 80s, eh? She work hard for the money. It's like, oh, she jamming. Hard for the money. So hard for you, honey. All right. Good evening, ladies and gents. We're back. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. This is your host, Mrs. Kennedy Delavoe, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Our telephone lines are 323-6232. 325-4316, and our text lines, powered by BTC, is 422-4796. So we're back and we're talking about insurance, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas. But tonight we're speaking with Ms. Christina Rocks, who is a insurance sale agent, and she's talking to us about why insurance is important. Now, Christina, I want to take a break from the questions, right? And I want to ask you like real life questions because you're a mom and I see you in the schoolyard. You have like 50 kids and everybody piling out the car one at a time. I mean, they go from age one straight up to 20. Everybody coming out your car.
Oh, God.
Christina, when you think about insurance, right? How important is insurance for you? And you're also a married woman. How important is insurance for you and to leave something for your kids or to make sure that the home is insured? Hurricane preparedness. How important is insurance to you as the sales agent? Because you are selling me the insurance. How important is it to you?
It's important for me personally because not only is it my bread and butter, but I am heavily insured. Like I tell my husband and my friends, like, I worked more dead than I worked alive. I want to leave a legacy for my family, something that wasn't there for me, something that they could just look back and say, hey, mom really, really cared for me. She left this behind for me. So I'm making sure by starting, well, I started young, so I'm making sure that by the end of the time when I close my eye rules, that they'll have enough money to live and do what they have to do.
Well, I think when you think about insurance, right, for me as a mom, I think we all have to go, whether we realize it or not. And I think because of my mom's passing, I realized that, you know, the D word is inevitable. Of course, I knew that all along, but until it hits on your doorstep, you really don't ever really think about it. But I think for me, in terms of thinking about insurance, I want an eye to cry a little softer. I don't need her to cry hard. I want my husband to cry a little softer. I don't need him to cry hard. I realize that even though we go through the sequence and the changes of life, we are literally worth more dead than we are worth alive.
Yes, we are. But yeah, because we want more for the ones that we're leaving behind than we want for ourselves.
We want them to have that soft life.
Yes.
We don't want them to worry. I listen to them in the schoolyard sometimes in the morning, right? Well, this morning I was eavesdropping on the journey. And they were talking about graduation. And there was one little girl. She was talking. She was saying, oh, well, you know, there are three sashes. And I have to get at least one in the middle because I don't know what I would do with myself. And the pressures of life is be life in. And if they're thinking about these types of pressures, imagine the pressures that we have as adults, right?
Yes.
But life is be life in. Let me get to some more of these questions for you, Christina. This question says, can self-employed or entrepreneurs get good insurance coverage? And if so, what type of plans does your insurance company offer?
They have, well, for an entrepreneur, I would advise them to get an annuity plan along with a life insurance coverage. It's a savings investment and a little bit of coverage, so for the event of them closing their eyes.
And which will happen.
Which will happen.
Why do you think that insurance has such a stigma of being a negative word?
Because not a lot of persons want to think about death. And when they hear insurance, either they have already been scammed, you know, and that's such a scary word. They have either been scammed by the agent who then made it bad for the company. So therefore, it's the whole company itself. And then most persons don't really understand insurance as a whole. They just go by what they have heard from someone else rather than sitting down and talking to an insurance salesperson.
So you get misinformation because you don't ask the right questions. You get misinformation because you talk to the wrong person.
Yes, you do.
When your insured sees you come in, what do they think, Christina?
Well,
you know, we used to cuss out the insurance people one time ago. You know, they come with that little book. You drive to people's house.
That is so true. So with my clients, I tend to not let them see me as an insurance agent, especially when you're coming to them for money. Because then insurance is something that they can't see. So I have to smooth you a little bit.
I used to that.
Because, you know, all behemoths love a little smoothing every now and again. So I just, you know, have to smooth you every now and again. But then I try to be human because life happens. So I would rather my clients just speak to me and be human because I am human too and I understand that life happens.
But it's a lot though.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
So let me go back to my questions. Uh-oh, we have more questions coming in. The people calling me on the next phone and all. All right. This question reads, Christina, thank you for giving us some information on insurance, but I want to know specifically what should men specifically be thinking about when it comes to insurance?
Okay. So for me, I think men should think about and focus heavily on income protection and ensuring that their families can maintain their lifestyle if something was to happen to them.
What is it called? Income protection?
Yes.
What's that? What is that?
So for example, your face amount. Say roughly you spend $150,000, you know, per year.
$150,000?
Yeah, just saying. That's what your household spends a year annually, right?
Okay.
And that's what you, as a breadwinner, have to make sure that your family is surviving on.
Right.
Why would you get insurance for anything under that?
But how much would that be a month for me to...
It all depends. So if you come to me, just say, for example, you come to me at a healthy age, just start at the age of 20, and this is not factual figures, once again, because insurance goes by date of birth, goes by health status as well. So just say, for example, roughly we do $150,000. You speak to either an ordinary agent or a home service agent. You could roughly spend, depending on the agent that you speak to, between $70 to $150 per month.
Christina, that's plenty money. You don't think that's plenty money?
That is plenty money for the loved one that you leave behind.
So that money would be in... That money would be like a protection. The money is protected. So if something happens, I get that same amount back?
You get the full, so say your amount that you sign up for is $150,000. As long as you're paying your insurance and nothing happens and you didn't lapse it and it goes through the contractual phase, once you close your eyes, you would get the $150K. Now, granted, something happens before the contractual period, then you'll get that figure graded. And if you aren't paying your insurance on time and something was to happen, then that from the amount before giving it to you as well. So that also happens when you ever say, well, they didn't give me all my money.
They ain't give me all.
Yeah, they ain't give me all. It's probably because you owed them.
You owed a little bit.
Yeah, and then they take a little bit of something off and then they give you the rest.
Because you got to get, I got to get what you owe me because this is a business.
Yes,
this is a business. Mm-hmm. Don't think you can get my things when you don't get yours.
Right.
Okay, I understand. How has insurance evolved today in the modern world? We move from the little book and the woman riding around in the little hatchback sandpin car. How has insurance evolved today?
Well, we're digital, so you don't have to see us if you don't want to see us, agents. You could either pay on the app, pay online, or just go straight into one of the offices. So it's slowly moving, but it's moving fast, if that makes sense.
It's moving fast enough for us to be in a different category.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me read this message to you. What is the name of the guest insurance? Why do insurance agents have more scheme meetings than meeting the client and hearing their concerns? They always come with the clause and all kinds of gibberish. They are always winning off people because no age is healthy. They want to know if you have COVID or the common cold. All they want is a perfect human. I don't know if they, do y'all want a perfect human? I don't think this.
We don't want a perfect human because we have insurance for those who are not perfect. But me personally, if I'm going to spend my money for something, I'm going to look for the cheaper rate first before going to the heavier rate. So if being healthy helps me get a lower rate, then that's where I'm going to try and lean over to.
I think a lot of people don't realize that insurance is a saver. But you said that there are multiple things that you can do with insurance, right? But as it relates to insurance, you can insure your wealth management. You can insure your livelihood. You can insure yourself. You insure your home. Let me read these texts to you. Smart Kenny for emergencies. They prepare for them. That's the power of having the right insurance in place. I can say this safely after burying two parents that if I did not have insurance on them, I would be in the poorhouse. I wanted them to look for a particular. I wanted them to look a particular way. I think that's what this text is reading. This text reads, insurance turns uncertainty into security. It gives you confidence to live boldly, knowing you have a safety net. Okay. I think for me, having insurance means I can go to the private hospital. That's what it means for me. Having insurance means if something totally catastrophic happens, I can be airlifted and not have to try to figure out where I can get this money from.
Nah. You got to be careful saying that because you have to have that in your package.
That have to be in your package.
Yeah.
I better check my package. Let me call Alfredo and ask Fred if that in my package.
Because I'm to say, oh, I covered for everything. But what is the everything?
But do we ask the right questions when we come for insurance?
Well, starting out, I tend to listen more than I speak. And then when I do get the floor, then I tend to ask questions. Before I leave you, I hope I'm doing a good job. I like to make sure that you totally understand everything that I've explained to you before you sign over anything to me.
You know what I think of when I think of insurance? I think of an insurance person as somebody who manages themselves and they can make a very good living. I've never seen a pop-down insurance agent. And you guys, you manage your own time and you can work from anywhere.
Yes,
you don't have to be stuck in a building.
No, you don't.
I love that freedom because when I see what all of those children every morning, all I say to myself is, Jesus.
Yes.
Suppose you had a regular 9-to-5.
Right. And then this job, too, it has its ups and its downs, but it also allows me to, when I need to woosah from my thousands of children, I go on the beach and I just give it back to the ocean.
Yeah.
And I reset and I recalibrate.
Absolutely. This question reads, how do you know what your policy benefits inclusions? How do you know what your policy benefits exclusions and payouts are? Do I have to read that fine? Do I take it to a lawyer first?
Well, everything that comes with writing, especially a contract, you should read.
We don't read everything.
We should read it. And then if you don't understand it, you should ask questions. But your insurance agent should give you the short version of what is in the contract for you to understand.
Your agent.
Yeah, your salesperson should give you the short version of what's in the contract. And then if you don't understand, that's your opportunity to just keep asking as much questions as you can.
Because the thing about it is insurance is about leaving a legacy behind. It's about a blessing and not a burden. Because if you have to, and I think sometimes we think of insurance only as, I have to bury somebody. But it's not only I have to bury somebody, it's making sure you have the right things in place. We are going to take a very quick break and we're going to be right back. Chris, give us something funky to go out.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
The following is a paid political message.
The future is brighter. Boy. Vote for MacGyver. Hey, 'cause she is a fighter. For you.
That was a paid political message. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving.
Oh, ladies and gents, Chris is jamming today. My engineer need to be a DJ. DJ Chris on the ones and twos. Chris is jamming this evening, ladies and gents. I gave him one song, and Chris just took it absolutely from there. This is your host, Kendanique Delavaux. We're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Our telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, and the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. Let me read this text message to you. And this text reads, I can say the best insurance is to have an understanding agent. They don't have to understand insurance. Wait, they don't have insurance understanding agents like Mrs. Maria Christie, who work for Star Insurance. Mrs. Christie was an honest, hardworking insurance agent. Whoever that texter is, I appreciate you saying that, because that gives some credence to the fact that you have some good insurance people out there. And again, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, they are the regulators. They make sure that, that things are in perfect standing, that they're where they should be. So let me read this text to you. And this text says, what are the red flags for when choosing an insurance provider or an agent?
The red flags are the overhype.
What is overhype?
Just, this is it. This is it. That's the plan you need. This is the plan you need. Why are you overhyping me? Why are you telling me,
Are you is that gaslighting?
Yeah, that's what the young people call it.
Yeah, that's what young people say. You don't hear them in the school yet, Christina? Christina, you have 8,000 kids. Listen, don't you hear them talking in the school yet?
It's a lot of things I'm trying to keep up with. Sometimes I be showing my age. But just overhyping the product. If it sounds too good.
It is.
It is. It's okay to ask questions.
Okay.
Sometimes not everything that glitters is gold. It's okay to break it down and break it down.
I want you to break it down for me like I was in kindergarten, though, because sometimes I'm doing the right thing. I'm thinking long-term and legacy, but in my long-term and legacy, am I putting myself in the poorhouse to make sure everybody else okay, and I'll be dead and gone?
Well, I do. When I do speak to my clients, I advise them to budget.
You got a budget.
You got a budget. You got a budget, because it is not a one-time payment.
No, boss.
Let's not just swallow the whole elephant.
Right.
We could get the elephant down. We could take it down in small portions. We could start off with something small. Let's see if this hurts your pocket. If it isn't, then you feel like, okay, let's add some more to it. Okay.
If you could still go on your little Orlando vacation or your little European cruise.
You get your little Kentucky, your number 6 at Wendy's.
Yeah. I've been drinking this new thing now, cut water. If I could still get them a little cut water, at least two cans of them.
You good.
All right.
Insurance ain't supposed to make you feel down and out.
No.
If you're feeling down and out, you're probably a little overstretched. Yeah, overstretching. It's okay.
Okay. All right. This next question reads, how long does it typically take for a claim to be processed and paid out. Will my family...
Yes, your family will actually get the money as long as there is an insurance policy there for them to get.
What if they miss, like, one payment? It can't take from the which is called it, when the policy about to lapse, but you have money in the thing. Which is called that? Which is called that, man, Christina?
So you have money in the thing, in the reserve, eh?
Yeah, y'all just have that? Like, I'm one month behind.
Well, the good thing about insurance policy is, just like rent, you have 31 grace days. So your policy don't, you know, automatically expire. You have 31 days. Now, with the ones that come, like, oh, you have 3 months. Well, could you live in someone's house for 3 months without paying rent and still have a house?
If it's your daddy's house only.
I mean, even if it's your daddy, he's still looking for...
little something.
He's still looking for your rent money.
I could tell you.
So they give you 31 grace.
Okay. This question reads... this almost answer to the question. This question reads, if someone could only afford a small policy right now, is it still worth starting?
Yes, to me it is. Me personally, I feel as if you have to ask the Bohemian people for help, it's better to have something than to have nothing.
Because everybody doesn't want to help all the time.
Some persons like to know that, hey, I'm helping because they at least have a little something, as opposed to trying to gather the whole thing.
Okay. This question reads, this isn't really a question, it's more of a statement. Thank you for this information in terms of insurance. I know how my insurance works. I know what insurance needs to be. But I've always taken the stance that it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. A lot of women don't take the consideration of having insurance. We didn't even know insurance existed. A lot of us just wait for the men to say, oh, I have insurance with my company. They drop down dead and the money go to the sweetheart. Oh, God. And the money go to the sweetheart or the outside child. That happens, you know.
Yeah, it does.
It does happen. You are in a situation where you are married and you think the man have you on the insurance policy and he drops down dead and the money is for only or the children and the sweetheart. It has happened.
Yes, that's why it's good to ask questions.
Or take out your own insurance on him.
Well, as long as he is over the age of 18, he has to sign for his own insurance.
Oh, so he has to say...
So it's no secrecy in insurance. Insurance is very transparent.
Okay.
So that's thanks to, you know, because it's heavily regulated. So there's no more...
ICB regulating y'all.
Yes.
They got y'all on lock.
So he, you know, oh, let me insure my baby daddy because he look like he ain't good. No, he can either come sign.
He signed this piece of
yes,
paper.
Yes, he can need to be very aware of what he is signing.
Okay. What advice would you give to someone who has been putting off getting insurance?
Don't. Like, what is the purpose of putting off something that you could do today to no man? It's one thing we are promised, and it's in the Bible. We are promised death.
Jesus.
So why not be secured?
Why not? But everybody ain't making that bub, Christina.
We have insurance. It's not expensive.
What type of insurance could somebody make making $500? What type of insurance can you get with somebody who's making $500 a week?
I mean, depending on what all expenses they have, but you could get a little small $5,000 insurance. You know, start off, like I say, start off small. You don't have the, I need $150K. Why? Are you planning on dropping down tomorrow? Because then now you're going to raise some questions because we're going to ask you, how are you going to afford $150K? What is there to match that you're making $150K?
So you guys legit ask the question. You just don't take our money.
We ask questions. We ask questions.
Okay.
We get in your business.
Let me ask you this. When you think about insurance, when you thought of, before you became an insurance agent, what did you think of insurance?
Before I became an insurance agent, I was like, let me just get this because Grammy said get this policy. She must know why I need this.
Right.
So, you know, Grammy say get it, so I can go get it because Grammy say get it.
Okay. Now, Christina, you have
2 daughters.
And 5 sons. And 8 chickens I see coming out of the sky every morning, right? If you had to say to your young girls now, you know, they're in school, they have a few more years in Xavier's, they're about to do what they have to do, go off to high school, go then to university. Would you say to them, start now, what piece of advice would you give to your young children? Because I think we have to change the mindset of what insurance actually is. And we have to get it in its embryonic stages. So what would you say to young people about insurance?
Well, for the young persons, everyone is all hype, hype, hype. Let's get a car. Let's get this. Why go in ASU? You could go over and save your money with some insurance. You want a car. But for the young persons, me personally, get a little bit of insurance. Leave someone who you love with the safety net to know that, hey, he's covered. I don't have to worry. I don't have to stress. Mommy ain't got to go there and hurt her head because I got mommy straight. If you love someone, you'll protect yourself.
This question, this isn't a question. This is the text, and it says, to be honest with you, Kenny, people treat insurance like vegetables. They know it's good for them, but still avoid it. This next comment reads, why is it that we will insure our phones? Wow. Why is it that we will insure our phones, our cars, even our wigs, but hesitate when it comes to insuring our lives? Well, I don't know about the wigs because I am bald, right? But we do have insurance on our phones. So for you guys that have iPhones, you have the iPhone insurance and you have the this and you have the that. And so I do see what this texter is saying. You do insure things that are trivial, that insure your life or your health. That's a serious question. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's about our moral standard, but I texter, thank you so much. This text reads, I get insurance because I don't want to go to the public hospital. Okay, no problem. Insurance is like the adult version of I'm starting my diet Monday. Everybody keeps putting it off, but whether you believe it or not, we truly need insurance. I was once young and now I am old, Kenny. And with that, I'm saying this to you. I have insurance. I will never leave home without it. It's almost like an American Express. We don't think about how important insurance truly is until we actually need it, until life comes at our doorsteps or life meets us with debts. I guess it's death at our door. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Christina, we are just about out of time. Give us your closing words about what you think in terms of insurance. Tell us where to find you so that we can get some insurance for those young people that are listening that need insurance, even for the old people that want, you know, like older insurance, because that's something that is being offered now. So talk to us about that and give us your numbers, your email address, how we can contact you, please.
I want to encourage everyone who's listening. Don't wait until it's too late. Life insurance isn't just about preparing for the unexpected. It is about protecting your loved ones and creating financial stability for the future. And if you're unsure where to start, speak to a professional. Ask questions. And make sure you understand your options, because one good decision today can make a huge difference for tomorrow. So if you need any information or guidance, you could feel free to reach out to me, 357-5788. That's 357-5788.
Ladies and gents, this has been another interesting topic here at Kenny's Corner. We're talking about insurance. We want to equip you with information that gives you some longevity, allows you just not to be entertained, but to be educationally informed. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is another opportunity for you. This is another sexy Tuesday. Yes. Am I going to see you at karaoke tomorrow?
Oh, of course.
You coming to karaoke?
Of course.
Good. Live now. Live each day as if it's your last, because one day it will be. Okay. So we're going to eat, drink, and be merry. We're going to be insured.
Yes,
we're going
to
read our policy. and we're going to have ourselves dandy. So tonight, put your leg over that gentleman and let that gentleman put his leg over you. This has been another awesome episode of Kenny's Corner. Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.